Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, buddy, you're going to have to turn your radio down or you're going to just go crazy, man, at your house. Got to have
okay.
the radio down. Yeah, if you don't have that radio down, you're going to freak out. Okay, how can I help you today, Bill?
Well, I'm putting a hardwood floor in the bathroom, and I got to put underlayment down on the plywood.
Okay.
And is there an extension, or what do I have to do to the piping for the toilet?
Yes, you can get flange extenders. You know that'll raise that flange up. That's not a problem. And is it too late to talk you out of hardwood flooring in this bathroom?
Well, not really, but we had a new shower put in.
Okay.
You know, just a shower itself. And
I couldn't think of a worse material to put in a bathroom.
Well, that's what I kind of thought too, but she wants to put it in the hallway.
Well, I have no trouble with that. I'll live with the hardwood flooring in the hallway. I'm just telling you, I can't think of a worse material for a bathroom. It just goes against everything. I mean, it's not supposed to be in there.
That's what I know, but. Either that or carpeting, and I don't know.
Well, wait a minute. Why can't we do, we could do, there's some just gorgeous tile. We can go sheet vinyl. We can go, at least we could go cork. We can go vinyl tile. I mean, the vinyl tiles, for example, I mean, talk about a simple material to put down. You know, I know what you're thinking when I say vinyl tile. Like, well, those are those ugly things that I see at the grocery stores, you know, and some of these just big, you know, they're ugly. Well, I'm here to tell you that the vinyl tile industry about 4 or 5 years ago really went through a complete rebirth, and there are some 12x12 vinyl tiles that will knock your socks off. In fact, there are some vinyl tiles out there that come in 3-foot by 4-foot long strips that look identical to real wood flooring.
Okay.
And you put it in, and if you put them in randomly, you know how strip oak flooring, you know, the joints don't match up at all. They're just random across the floor, like where two pieces butt against one another.
Yeah.
You can do that exact same thing with this vinyl flooring. I mean, you just, as you're putting in the pieces, you just randomize the joints. And I'm telling you, it looks like oak flooring. It is so real, you can't believe it. A lot of people don't know about this regular vinyl flooring, and it's made by Congoleum, and it's also made by Armstrong.
Okay.
So you know, I would really consider doing that. I mean, if you want that wood look, consider the vinyl flooring.
Okay.
So how about that? So,
okay.
But anyway, you can do all the same things to get that vinyl flooring to the same height as the finished flooring out in the hallway. You know, so I'll tell you where you can go look at this. Go to some of the bigger carpet stores, you know,
yeah.
that just sell carpet. And, you know, like I'm thinking McSwain and some of the other ones. And they should have a giant display of the vinyl tile, and they should absolutely have some of that stuff on display.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you.
Okay, Bill, good luck with it.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Bye-bye.